Hello, everybody. And we are doing another strain review. That's right. So I got this stuff called Skunkberry, which is a... I always do my research. It's from Peak Seeds, and it's from British Columbia. So this is a pure Canadian strain. It's basically Power Skunk mixed with Blueberry. Power Skunk, of course, comes from Skunk Number 1, which is one of the original, you know, old-school strains from the 90s and the 80s. And, of course, Blueberry comes from Temple Flow and Pure Thai, as well as Chocolate Thai. And, again, it has some very, very old genetics, and there's some Afghani, and there are Thai and Mexican amongst this gene line. Yeah, there is a science behind weed, believe it or not. When I grind it up, I can smell the skunk, and I can smell the blueberries. Almost smells like, the cheeses I had in Amsterdam, which is something I would also love to get here, but, I think I have a more regular hookup, you know, for this. I hope. Alright, so from looking at it, it's crystally. It doesn't smell that strong. Like I said, even when shredded up, it's still... I would consider that still a fairly mild scent. I wouldn't consider that anything, you know, phenomenal smelling. But I'm going to have to vaporize up all today because it is super windy outside. It's supposed to be spring. It doesn't feel like it. Today was so cold. I did not regret bringing my winter jacket outside because it was just so incredibly cold. Like, you don't understand. I see another reason why I'll move out of Canada is because I hate the weather here, as everyone knows, but it's also the fluctuating weather. Not just the weather itself anymore, it's the fluctuating weather. Like, it's so annoying, and I really wish I wasn't doing that, but, hey, you know, what can you do about it? I mean, it's just the way it is sometimes. So, I am gonna fill up a bag of this at 180 degrees, Celsius, yes, Celsius. If you don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, go to Google. Sorry. So this is new stuff. I have another one, I forgot what the name of it was. I'm gonna have to ask the guy again. I don't remember what it was called. But, I bought about a half an ounce of this. It goes for about $100, which is, you know, pretty good for a half. I usually get ounces, but because this is new stuff and a new person, I want to make sure they have quality shit. Thing is, though, I was also told that the same person had some Kush, but, you know, Kush is more expensive. I mean, you're paying almost double for that one, which is understandable. And, oh boy, we're getting some really, really dense vapor in here. I'm just looking at the bag here. So, anyways, while it fills here. I mean, it smells like stuff that I smoked, how many years ago was that now? 8 years ago, 7 years ago, when I just started smoking a bit more active. I mean, actually, I had actually bought some at that point, and it smells like that, which kind of smells like Northern Lights, but it's definitely not Northern Lights. Although I would like to get some of that again sometime. I forgot to talk about the rumors about GTA 5. So while I'm waiting for this to fill up here, just looking through the game news and this PAX Dev now? Oh, PAX Dev event. What about Kobe Bryant, huh? What did he do? I'm telling you, man, I don't know if these quote-unquote athletes know that there's cameras on them during the whole game. You know, like they think that saying something like, you know, what he said is considered the real thing. Whatever. Anyways, I really don't know what to talk about. I've been up since 4:30 in the morning, since 3:30 in the morning, and I'm just gonna smoke this and I'm gonna go to sleep. Totally go to sleep. But it's producing quite the vapor here. Let me just put the temperature down, man. It's a little too hot. And I'm getting impatient, so I'm gonna increase the fan. I haven't used this thing in a while. Not since I brought it over to my girlfriend's house last time. And we were doing vapor bags, but hey, man. She seems to be able to take the vaporization better than me, but yeah, I wish I could smoke this, but it's just so windy outside. Like, it's whipping on my window, like, literally, like, whipping. Like, it's raining, but it's not raining. That's crazy. Oh, man. All right, the bag's almost filled up. Speaking of bags, I'm not sure if I'm going to go to Amsterdam this year. I want to, but I also, you know, think to myself, you know, what am I going to do then? I'm just going to get high for a week again? No. The most I'll spend in Amsterdam this time is just, you know, maybe two or three nights. I'm really not going to do anything else because, I mean, I know that to be like the back of my hand, but I don't know, sometimes the pot gets boring. But anyway, so I'm going to try the scumberry now. Let's see what it's like. It's definitely a skunk, that's for sure. I can taste the skunk undertones. I can taste the berries a little bit. Almost lemony tasting. It's definitely tasty. I really would like to know what this tastes like through a pipe of some sort. Of course, you're not feeling anything yet because you're doing this through vaporization. It takes a little bit longer to go through your body. Fill me up another bag of this. The person that I got this with, he let me have something else. I don't know what that was, but it was interesting because the pot that he gave me was, like, you felt it tingle, like, underneath your ear. Like, just below it or behind it, you kind of felt it tickling your ear. It was kind of weird. So far, I'm not feeling anything. But again, I'm vaporizing, so it's a bit different. I'd like to know how these brownies are with this stuff, because it seems pretty good. Man. I can definitely feel a lot of indica here, but still some sativa. But I feel very, very relaxed. Definitely chilled, you know, chilled the fuck out. Wow, it almost seems like I already burned most of that bag. Holy crap. Oh, there it goes. But yeah, so far the strain's pretty good, but I feel it more in my body than I do in my head, but I still feel somewhat in my head. But it's not bad. This is just a preview. I think I'm not going to give it a full review until I smoke it. Because then I get the full effect at once, and then I get to taste it and all that other stuff. So anyways, I'm going to leave it at that. I'm really tired. I don't know what to talk about. I'm sorry. But yeah, so this was a strain preview. of the skunkberry. So until next time, toodles.